Welcome to the Heartbeat for Realtors podcast, the podcast made to help realtors grow their business. Enjoy the show.
Interesting. Oh, hello. Hey, want to talk to you today about, we like doing that stuff with the books. Act like I'm reading. But we want to talk to you today about when is the loan process over? There's so many times where your borrowers are wondering, when can I go back to normal? Okay, so it's like when we do a finance deal, no matter who it is, what loan type it is, you name it, one of the things we tell them is, you need to go on financial and credit lockdown, right? You should be telling your customers the same thing. Don't pull your credit. Don't change jobs. No large deposits that aren't payroll related or transaction related, right? Financial and credit lockdown. Questions you have, go to the lender, right? That sort of thing. Lockdown, man, you scare them. Every time we update them every Tuesday, tell them the same thing. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Reason is we tell them that is because it happens. Happens almost every month. We'll tell someone, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. They'll call us a few days before closing. Hey, I got a job offer. I think I'm going to take it. It's a whole new industry, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, dude, we talked about this. Don't do that. All right? So, but what can happen, though, is I've seen it happen at the closing table. Okay? They think, or we'll see it at closing table or at clear to close. Okay? Those two moments is where a borrower, they can slip up. Okay, they can fall off the borrower wagon, if you will. All right, they can slip up and they got clear to close, and in their mind, they're done. Right, I'm clear to close, all sweet Jesus, the process is over. Now I can go back to normal. Or at the closing table, they sign their documents, they're free to go, and then they go out and they, you know, have that car they've been waiting to get for 3 months. Okay, and they go out and get it right away. The problem is, that borrower's credit is monitored up until that point that loan funds, okay? Up until that point, the loan funds. They close, sign their documents. That loan still may not be funded yet. They got to send in funding documents. Those funding documents sometimes can get hung up. May take a little bit longer. What if the borrower's closing at 5 or 6 o'clock at night? Maybe harder to fund the same day. All right, so what we advise all of our borrowers to do is you need to wait until the sun sets on the day you close, okay? Wait till the very next day. You close on Tuesday, it funds on Tuesday, Wednesday, go back to life, okay? Go back to, you're no longer on financial and credit lockdown, okay? Get back to normal. So that's what I want you to take away from this video is I want you to realize that when your borrower goes through a finance transaction, that they can get back to their normal life financially the day after their loan closes and funds, okay? And funds. Remember that, funds, okay? You may be a mail away, you close on Tuesday, funds on Wednesday. We're going to Thursday, okay? When that loan funds, the next day is when you can go back to normal. Back to, you know, deposit the cash, go get the car you want, you know, go open the new Rooms to Go account with no interest for 12 months or whatever you wanna do, okay? I advise you don't go, you know, go in debt. Don't do all that stuff. But I'm just saying, go back to normal life. We've had some people hold off on jobs, dream jobs they want because of a loan. All right. So anyways, hope that helps you and your business. If we can ever help you all out, please give us a call. 239-437-4278. Always here to help. Don't forget, we put out a lot of content like this all the time. A lot of realtor-based, a lot of home buyer, educational, mortgage-based stuff. So like, share, and subscribe on that bad boy. And hope to see you soon. Call anytime. See you.